The scripture reading today is from John 20, 1 through 18. And for those that came to sunrise service, some of that sounds familiar. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned to him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. So Christ is risen, Christ is risen, Christ is risen. Those are the words we say every Easter. It's the Easter mantra. It's what we go by every year. But it's also the big picture of the greatest story ever told, the greatest life ever lived, the greatest death ever died, and an amazing new life that followed from the resurrection. He has risen. That's the big picture. You know, it's funny if you think about it. We have this Bible, this giant Bible, for all these chapters, all these books, all these verses, but none of that means anything without those three words, Christ is risen. Without that, all of the prophets, it wouldn't have been anything. Why even read it? Those three words gather it all together. When we spend hours poring over the scriptures, we study the message, we search for meanings, we pray for answers. We come to church on Sunday seeking a fresh message and renew our hope. And when we look for those things, we find them. We find them in the Bible. We find them in prayer. We find them at church. We find this meaning in Scripture and all the answers we need. And we learn how to live our lives. A lot of people base their lives around the Bible. And that's great. We hear God's commandments. We hear his rebukes of the prophets. It's all in here. And we study how the earliest Christians, we studied them and followed their methods of worship, their methods of communion, to learn the correct approach. And all of that's important. But the big problem is we get caught up in it. We get caught up in, what are we supposed to do? What's the Bible say to do to be welcomed with Jesus' kingdom? What does it say here? What do we have to do? What's this procedure we have? We build up these pedestals of expectations for ourselves and others. And then sometimes we fail to live up to those expectations. And the message that we get out of that is we failed as Christians. That's what we're doing. We're failing left and right. We're failing Jesus who came to earth to die for us. And he doesn't ask a lot, we fail it. So we have these big pedestals we try to reach up to. But that's missing the main point here. The main point of Easter. And we're going to try to get to that this morning. First, let's look back at the scripture reading today. Mary Magdalene discovered the tomb of her friend and teacher. It was empty. So she ran to the other disciples to tell them. She thought, it's been stolen. It's gone. And if the body was stolen, the disciples, they'd have to move quick to try to find out where it was, find out who did it, and return it to where it belonged. But when they arrived there, the disciples, they didn't know what to do either, so they ran to see it. So they got there, the tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. The clothes were right where they were supposed to be. They weren't wadded up on the ground, which I don't know if anybody has seen pictures or has lived through a robbery or anything. The place is trashed. Everything's everywhere. So if he was stolen, wouldn't the clothes just be with him or thrown away? But they were folded nicely in the places where they were supposed to be. The head garment was at his head, and the straps of linen were where his body was. Placed there nice and neatly. And then Jesus, he wasn't there. So it couldn't have been a grave robbery. And they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what happened. So Peter and so the disciple, they head back to try to figure things out and maybe gather the other disciples to tell them what has happened and try to get things figured out. Because at this point, I mean, Jesus has died. And now he's gone. What's our future? What do we do with this? Well, Mary decides to stick around. She cries for a minute and decides to check the tomb one more time. Maybe they missed something. She looks in and sees the two angels sitting there, right where the body was. She talks to them for a minute, and all of a sudden there's a man behind her. Seemed to come out of thin air. Didn't know who he was. Thought he was a gardener. You know, she asked him, where have you put him? Where is he? I want to bring him back. And then he spoke her name. She said, I have seen the Lord. It's the heart of the Easter message. Jesus is Lord. But not just Lord. He's the risen Lord. That's a bigger title. And nothing that we can do, this pedestal expectation, nothing about that can make that so. We didn't raise Jesus from the dead. We didn't do anything to deserve it. He would have died either way, even if we believe or not believe. He died and raised. And there's nothing we can do to change that. He's risen. So we celebrate this on Easter, this rising of Jesus. And it's interesting, also, one of the verses it says, let's see, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So a little deeper into that, in John's Gospel, when Jesus talked to the disciples, he said, disciple, or servant, or friend. Here he says, brother. And then he says, in John's Gospel usually, he says, the Father who sent me, my Father. Here he says, your Father, your God. This resurrection, this statement he made, it changed the way we see God, our relationship with him. The Jewish people, they have a relationship through God, through the sacrifices and through the priest. Now we have this relationship with God through Jesus and through our prayer to God. We have that direct connection. And that's a complete change in the way that Christianity is going to become. That's a big difference between Christianity and Judaism, that big split. It's been a very decisive split. So in this death, in this resurrection, Christ achieved something that had never been achieved before, a new relationship with God. Disciples, they're welcome into this new world, into this new kingdom. As children of a loving Father, we're welcome into this new kingdom, into this new life with Jesus, with God, in this kingdom. And this invitation that we receive, it's only possible, and focus on that word only here, it's only possible because Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection this invitation. He hands it out free of charge. It's a free ticket. And that's the message we need this morning. You know, every year we hear the same story of Jesus rising. We have the children's service. We have Easter egg hunts. And all that's great. But the real message, the deeper message, is no matter what's going on with our lives, we have fast-paced lives. We're always trying to do something. And Christianity, we're always trying to reach this mark that's way above our heads. But we don't have to. Christ did all the work that we need. He's done it. He says, here's the free invitation. All you have to do is show up. You just got to believe. That's the only requirement to become part of the kingdom. Praying is good. Reading scripture, studying, that increases your belief. But it's not your ticket into heaven. The ticket is belief. It's not sacrifices anymore. It's belief in God. It's belief in the sacrifice of Jesus. And that's why they call this resurrection the good news. Just makes everything so much easier and so much simpler. Now, as we think about this and let that really dig into our hearts, I want to share with you sort of a funny story. There was this Sunday school class full of first graders, and the teacher was telling them about the resurrection, the great stone covering the tomb, telling the whole Easter story. But then she wanted the kids to get involved. She said, what do you think Jesus' first words were when he came out of the tomb alive? What do you think he said when he was raised from the dead? So a hand shot up. As soon as she asked it, back of the classroom, this little girl, she said, I know. So the teacher said, good, that's great. What do you think? She extended her arms high in the air and said, ta-da! So I enjoyed that story. It made me really laugh when I read that. So this morning, we celebrate this greatest event in history. And you know, it's more than a magic trip. But this little girl's enthusiasm is what we should have. She stands up, ta-da! That's a great magic trip. That's the enthusiasm we should have about this day. Because this resurrection, it changed the world forever. It changed the dynamics of our faith and our entry into God's kingdom. God's kingdom came to earth and was open to all. It's a gift offered all without a price, just because God loves you. Simple and easy. So we gather in this place, and we hope to hear this great, inspiring message every year. We hear it on the radio, we hear it at church, TV, everywhere. This is the one of the big days in the Christian calendar. Everybody loves it. But just this story from John, it's great all by itself. You know, I don't even think a sermon has to be attached to it. Just the story itself, the raising from the dead, the empty tomb, is great all on its own. And you know, I hope today, when you leave, that this one little point I've been trying to push in here, relax. Don't stress out. The invitation's given, not for you to earn, just believe. It doesn't mean you have to start a volunteer project, which is great. Do that. Help the world. But you don't have to. Whatever your way of faith in God, whatever your way of helping others, do that. But just relax. All the work's been done. Jesus went through all of that to give out tickets into heaven. Just hand them out. All you have to do is believe. Even with the crazy times in life, you know, we have projects at work. We have the kids who always have something going on. We have bills. We have life. It's a lot. But your place in the kingdom of God, it's sealed. It's good. You're there. As long as you believe. Simple and easy. Christ, like I said, he's done all the work that needs to be done. He died on the cross for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Every one of them, even the ones you know you don't even know you do. It says we wake up every morning in sin. But he died for that. But then he came back, raised from the dead with a new life, offering us new life to live eternally with God. So indeed, Christ is risen. Praise be to God. Amen. If you'll pray with me. Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for us and coming back from the dead. Conquering these challenges, these huge challenges that none of us could ever think about conquering. And just giving us this free ticket, this easy entry through faith. And Lord, with this communion we're about to partake in, help us work with us, work through us, work through the bread, work through the juice for our personal faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.